Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, if anyone's been following a terrible situation in Peru where they closed their borders and thousands of people were basically detained there when the outbreak of COVID-19 hit, and I guess to stop the spread of it, one of the situations that I've been following personally is Cheyenne Snyder, and she was over there, and that's the daughter of Dee Snyder of Twisted Sister fame and radio and TV fame. And anyone who's a parent, anyone who's not a parent, can just imagine what the loved ones are going through and what the people that are detained, obviously, are going through, but the loved ones who just have a helpless feeling there. And I've got to believe, I can't even imagine what it's like, but I got to believe it's the most helpless feeling in the world. We have with us Dee Snyder with some good news. And if you saw his video message, it is good news, but there's still people there that have to get back home, and maybe Dee could shed some light on that. Dee Snyder, how are you?
I'm doing much better now, Frank, now that Shai's back home and, you know, it's safe. There was a two-week period there where I don't think I took a full breath the entire time and was in full Liam Neeson taken mode, just trying to access any and every resource I possibly could to get her back.
How is she doing, you know, health-wise and even emotionally, mentally? How do you find her to be at this point?
Well, she was in a secure and safe on a spiritual retreat in the jungles of Peru. So there was never a moment except when she saw the realities when the police and military escorted her and others to the airport from the retreat. She knew things were going on out there, but that was the only time she was in the middle of potential danger, and that's when she really saw it. But when she was, fortunately, it was very horrible things. This is cartel country. And people's worst, most base instincts are coming out now. And a young girl, bleach blonde goth chick, on the streets of Iquitos, Peru, at a time like this, is not going to last long. But for when I saw her land, sent me a picture with a snotty look on her face, holding up a peace sign, I'm back. I said, you know what? Keep that youthful. I'm glad she still got that attitude. I'm glad it wasn't stolen from her by some awful people, because it could have been. And that's what was terrifying me so much.
Yeah, terrific. I'm thrilled. You know, I've been following it, and I'm just thrilled that she's safe home. It's not like being stuck somewhere in the United States where there's law and order. I've been all over the world, just like you've been all over the world, and Central America and South America and you know, some of these countries. Yeah, the cartels are running the show down there. Gangs are running the show. And, she's very fortunate. You are very fortunate. We're all very fortunate for her to be back here safe. What about people over there? You've been following this so closely. How many people are still over there, either from the United States or from this part of the world, that haven't been able to get back? Has everybody been released, or is it there's still a bunch of folks there?
There are still a lot of people there, and one of the promises I made was I was on social media and I was in the Stuck in Peru Facebook page and all these things is the, you know, please don't forget about us. And I said, look, my daughter's home. I'm not going. I'm going to get the word out. There's still people there. Frank, what people don't just have to understand is this all came down at what they call in the vacation business the high season. This is spring break time. This is when families were traveling and taking vacations. And to give you some perspective, 2 days ago, England announced they're spending £75 million to bring back over 200,000 of their citizens who are stuck abroad.
Wow.
Over 200,000. So, and we're the United States.
Yeah.
So how many people did we have out there? And to our credit, our government has been flying planes and doing rescue missions and bringing so many people back, but there's still thousands, not just in Peru, all over the place. You know, at some point they mentioned a couple of hundred in Peru. It was a few thousand in Peru. That's U.S. citizens. Okay, so it's all over the place. And I just want to say, you know, you see these countries, you're right. They're, you know, they're emerging nations, borderline third world. But there are a lot of tourist destinations under normal circumstances. Going to Machu Picchu in Peru, which I've done, is totally safe. You know, you land, you get on your vehicle, picks you up, and you're taken there, you go to your hotel. It's lovely. It's not a problem. But when the chips are down, these countries, and a lot of them are militaristic, a lot of them are borderline communist or dictatorships, and a lot of them have some really dark criminal elements who are there, and they emerge. And that's when family members could be a danger. And this is something you don't think about when you say, hey, I'm going to go on a retreat with my friends. You go, oh, baby, that sounds great. Better than being on the beach on spring break. And that's taking your top off, you know. So, but then there she is, you know, no choice of her own, literally locked in the country. And Peru is the only country that is treating the tourists as hostages. They're negotiating with governments for their return. They want something in return for our people. It's really messed up.
Yeah, nightmare. Nightmare is the first word that comes to mind. Dee Schneider is the voice that you're hearing. If you're just turning on your radio a little late, Dee Schneider of Twisted Sister fame. And again, it doesn't matter how famous you are, how rich you are. If you have a loved one overseas, it is a helpless feeling to be there.
I'm glad you brought that up, Frank, because people say, oh, well, you know, you're a rock star, so you have influence. That only goes so far. And everybody's got outreach. It was not, had nothing to do with me being a rock star that got me in touch with Black Ops, okay?
Yeah.
Because I was contacting Black Ops people. I don't know Black Ops people, but I do now.
Yeah.
And I don't know mercenaries, but I do now. And what I want to tell people is if you are dealing with this, you have to be unrelenting. You got to keep calling. You can't say, oh, well, I called the embassy. I left the message. No. You got to keep working. Call your representatives. Call senators. Call anybody and everybody, and you'll be surprised who knows somebody who can help you. One of my biggest helps of all, and I didn't even call him. I didn't even think he would be able to help. My social media publicist called me, said, Dee, I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in Washington, D.C. I went to school and camp with all these senators and representatives' kids. I can reach people. I was like, holy crap. And he got me in touch with people. He said, oh, you want a Celebrity Apprentice? Believe me, that phone number was changed a long time ago. I don't have the email. There's no contact or outreach because I was on Apprentice.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I was on the Apprentice. Yeah, but yeah, go and leave a message. So anyway, but he got a hold of so many people for me. Again, this is not somebody, because I'm a rock star. It's just somebody I knew who knew other people. So you got to reach, and you got to turn over every stone to get your family member back.
You know, for those out there, and I know there's other people waiting to talk to you, so I don't want to keep you too long. Appreciate your time here. Just very thankful that Cheyenne's back. Cheyenne Snyder, if you're just joining us, is back in safe territory and safe. She's back at home and just absolutely terrific. Dee Schneider, her dad, is here. But there's still a lot of people left over there. Dee, to the folks that are listening that have loved ones stuck in Peru, and Peru is unique. I mean, it's a departure from everything else that's going on, really, in the world. They're treating it, like you said, a hostage situation. What can you tell folks as a starting point? What's the first thing you could tell them to do to maybe put their mind a little more at ease? And we know there's no way to alleviate all the worry, but what's the first thing you could share with them?
They always say, you always hear, call your representative, call the embassy. You hear those things. I've never had to do it, and I did. And ultimately, they were the ones who were able, the federal government, and working with the U.S. Embassy in Peru, they were the ones to help them get back. But one thing is, you know, there's a time where you're stressed out and you're losing your mind. But I was complimented by the embassy for saying thank you for being as patient as you were. And that was one of the toughest things in the world, is to be patient under these circumstances and for appreciating we're trying. So people just call and start screaming at us. I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no, they just start screaming at us. What can we do with that? And we're trying, and I knew, you know, we're trying to get them back, but this is a political, diplomatic situation. And we're dealing with a country that is pretty much a borderline dictatorship, and they have declared martial law, and they've shut their country down. They're arresting people in the streets. They're beating people who are being on the streets. They're confiscating vehicles if they catch you driving or riding a bicycle. Okay?
Nightmare.
So, I mean, this is a dangerous situation. So just keep working those things. And I said, you know, the dad and me, I literally, Frank, there were mercenaries in the jungle of Peru on foot working their way to Iquitos to extract my daughter if all else failed. I was not leaving her there. So fortunately, didn't have to use that. I didn't need that outreach. And, you know, and oh, I just want to thank one of the people was a guy, people in Long Island, that was Helicopter Mike, Mike Shalaba, East End Helicopters.
Yep.
He didn't ask me to promote him. He was one of those friends who I called, and he was such a great help. I mean, as a former Air Force guy, he had eyes on the ground, sky for me. I knew every plane coming and going into Peru, and when my daughter landed in Miami, I had a cockpit view of the plane touching down. Thank you, Mike Shalaba,
Way to go.
So, I mean, and he's been a longtime friend, but again, you're like, oh my God, you know, you could do that for me? Thank you. Yeah. You know, so gotta love these people.
Yeah, well, listen, I gotta love you guys and Cheyenne, and I don't even know what to say. Congratulations. What's the word that you even say on to end something like this? I guess congratulations.
That's a really good. I guess congratulations is doable, but I know what you mean. It just doesn't seem the right word for the situation. And now, you know, at least nobody. This is a difficult times. You should at least be able to be with your family and deal with this as a family. You shouldn't have to be alone in some foreign land because they won't let you come home and suffer through things like this. You know, if she got sick or something like that, what was going to happen beyond anything else? The cartels and all that stuff. There was so many reasons to worry. And so, you know, we got her back. But just have some compassion for these people. And the people who are fighting to get their family members back, keep fighting, people. You know, they want to come home. And they need you to know they're still there.
Well, for lack of a better word, congratulations. And boy, give her a big hug for all of us. Way to go, D.
I will. Thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate it.
D. Snyder, everyone. Cheyenne Snyder is back. She is the daughter of D. Snyder, and she was stuck in Peru with thousands of other people. And D keeps saying that's a borderline dictatorship. I'm sure people are rolling their eyes when they say borderline. When he said borderline dictatorship, it's a dictatorship basically in Peru. And they've treated this like a hostage situation. And they've been negotiating with the folks here in America and the American government to get everyone back safe. You get it, where people are concerned about people coming into their country and bringing the virus from elsewhere. This is a different situation. This is a situation where they were saying basically we're holding these people in case they have it or whatever it is. I don't know. I still can't wrap my head around what Peru has done in this situation, but it is it's just very fortunate for everyone that is now breathing a sigh of relief for their loved ones, not only Cheyenne Snyder, but hundreds of other people, several hundred other people at this point have been released, and there's still more over there, and some people say thousands of people in Peru that can't get out, that would like to get out, and it is a nightmare. It's the only word for it. It's not the only word for it. It's one that keeps coming to my mind: nightmare. And D. Snyder, as I said before, a celebrity and wealth doesn't do much when you're in that predicament. But he's hiring mercenaries. I'd be too. And he's reaching out to anybody he can to have a plan B and a plan C and plan D if you can't get your loved one out of there. And as a father of four, my wife and I, we spoke about this situation, just saying, you know, what do you do in this type of situation? And you just do everything you possibly can. You call every contact you have. You call every every person you know that that has any ties to Peru or government, and then you start talking to military folks and say getting advice from them. It's a unique situation. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to say. You say congratulations, for her coming back. I mean, it's I'm sure it's there's a better way to lay out exactly what happened. Thank God that she's safe and that others are, but there's still others in Peru that need to get out. And again, if you have some resources, it is easier just simply because you have it there. But it's a helpless feeling, and Dee Snider and his family have just been holding their breath that Cheyenne Shy, as he calls her, was safe, and it worked out that way, and she gave her peace sign, and that let him know that she's back to where she was, or at least appearing. That's her way of saying I'm safe. But just imagine yourself in that situation, your family member being over there. It's one thing being over there, you know what's going on each and every step of the way, or at least you have a handle on it. It's different if your son or daughter or spouse, loved one of some kind, is over there and you have no way to communicate or no way to help that individual. Again, Frank McKay here. Dee Snider has been our very special guest. And, usually you talk a little about music, or you talk a little bit about radio or TV. And he's, a lot of movies. He's done quite a few things in his life. Twisted Sister frontman and singer, songwriter, Dee Snider has been our very special guest. Native Long Islander, of course, he's one of that famous group of folks, along with Seinfeld, Stuttering John, and Ron Kovac from Born on the 4th of July, the Baldwin brothers that come from Massapequa, and that's where it's when Dee is from. He's a Long Islander, through and through, and just very happy for him that Cheyenne, his daughter, his 23-year-old daughter, is back on solid ground. And just a nightmare. Helicopter Mike, as he mentioned, is well known on Long Island. And for those listening outside of Long Island, kudos to Mike and the folks that are working with him. And sounds like he got some information. He's got a military background, great military background, and it sounds like he got some good information to Dee for his Plan B, Plan C, Plan D, whatever it was going to be. But again, if you missed what we were talking about, you could listen back to it on one of the streaming sites, iHeartRadio.com or SoundCloud. But if you're in this kind of situation, I don't even know what to say. I could only imagine what you're going through. If you have a child, she's 23 years old, but still, as its child, you have a offspring overseas somewhere, and you can't get them back during this incredibly strange and difficult time. It's just a nightmare what people are going through. So you don't necessarily think of it. Everyone's thinking more about the folks that are getting it and getting the virus, and we're all at risk here. And there's folks that have multiple members of their family that have COVID, contracted COVID-19, the virus, and the coronavirus is just just part of our everyday life at this point. And again, social distancing. How many times can anyone say it? Just keep away from everyone in case you haven't and aren't showing any signs. And if you don't have it, you don't want to get it from someone. And we hear so many mixed feelings. The one thing that we haven't talked about yet is this: what if somebody is overseas somewhere? What if someone is detained somewhere? And under these circumstances, I don't even know where to point to. Just again, call your representatives, as he said. Call your representatives. In this particular case, if it's overseas, call your U.S. senator. Call your Congress, congressional members. It's probably not a bad idea if you have folks traveling to at least know who your representatives are, and at the state level, and that would be your state senator and assembly people. That's for your state level, and it's a good starting point. If you know who they are, they can kind of direct you, and hopefully their staffs are being responsive to everyone out there with the unique situations. But in this particular case, U.S. senators and congressional members are the ones to reach out if you have somebody detained overseas. And again, it's a unique situation. And as we mentioned before, Dee Snider, our guest, was saying that people were calling the embassy and just screaming at him and all. It's not going to get you anywhere any faster. So try to keep your head if you're in these kind of situations. And I guess it's easy for us to say and harder for us to do or you to do. But try as much as you can to have a clear head with all of this. Frank McKay, once again, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister fame, is relieved. His daughter Cheyenne, his 23-year-old daughter, is back home and safe hands here in the United States. She was detained in Peru, like thousands of others. Unique situation there, and hopefully everyone that is there that wants to get out can get out real soon and get out safely. Dee Snider has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.